Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio. And welcome to a brand new theme for this month, which is how to connect to angels. You know, it is interesting that my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, suggested that even though I've spoken about connecting to angels many times before on this program, they said it was a great time for people to refresh their knowledge on this subject, as the veil between the physical and the non-physical worlds is getting thinner and thinner, moment by moment. Now, the reason for this happening is that so many people are waking up and shifting to experience a more awakened state of consciousness. And because like attracts like energies, I really wasn't surprised when a client said to me, "Would you be able to give me some advice on how I can be more spiritual and connect better with the angels?" Well, firstly, the Posse of Angels finds this question of how we can be more spiritual, they find this very amusing, because we are already spiritual beings having a human experience, and we don't have to do anything to be any more spiritual. We don't have to go to any workshops, get any certifications, as much as we have to allow ourselves just to be and accept that we are already multidimensional, divine, eternal, spiritual beings. Now, I did ask this client how often she connects with the angels and under what circumstances. She said, now that she thought about it, it wasn't very often that she took the time to focus on her angelic connection. And she added that she usually calls upon the angels, now that she thought about it, only when she was upset, when she was sad, and when she was angry, and particularly when things were not working out in her life or when she wanted something. Well, I then asked this client to think about her relationship with the angels in the same way as any other relationship that she might have with a very close friend. She said she was lucky because she had several very dear close friends. I then said, imagine that you only called upon these friends when you were upset and only when you were angry, when you were pleading and begging and crying for something from them, and perhaps you called to whine and complain that they were not doing a good enough job for you. I said, how strong and how long-lasting do you think that this friendship would be? Well, she paused and she thought for a moment and said, well, you know what? None of my girlfriends would put up with this. They wouldn't be happy with that kind of relationship. And I guess if I did that, they would really have stop having contact with me. Well, in many ways, establishing a wonderful connection to the angels is truly no different to the focus that we put on nurturing close, dear relationships. And while the angels are bound by duty to God to help us, I can tell you that they are much more inclined to establish a warm, inviting connection with someone who is not always harassing them for things and complaining that they're not doing a good enough job and about how their life is not working out. Now, firstly, I advise my clients to initially set up a regular daily time that they wish to establish contact with the angels. Now, by showing up every day at the same time, you show the angels that they're important and that they are a priority in your life. You know, putting our focus on how important this connection is, well, it will only strengthen the energetic alignment between you and your angels. And while some would say that the time of day truly doesn't matter, I have experienced that either early in the morning hours or the evening hours after dusk is optimal time for connection. Now, perhaps this is because, for many, the workday is over and the busyness of life slows down. So once you have established a time where it's good for you, it is important to determine where you would like to connect with your angels. And while there are some people that prefer to connect with angels out of doors, as their connection is enhanced by the beautiful cathedral-like energies of God's handiwork in Mother Nature, I always like to dedicate a room or a portion of a room in my home by making a sacred altar, as this dedicated area is only used for this angel connection. The energies will be pure, and it's only used for this purpose. Now, knowing that this area is only to be dedicated for this angel connection, I'd make sure that I cleared the room of clutter and thoroughly cleaned and sage the room. Before establishing connection, I really would make sure that it was calm and peaceful, and I would not bring in my worries and stresses from my life to my altar or to my room. By surrendering, now to help me do this, there are several ways that you can do this. You can place what I call a worry box outside the room that my altar was in. By surrendering my concerns and my worries, by writing them down on a piece of paper and placing them in the worry box outside of the room, this helped me to raise my vibrational energies by letting go of lower vibrational frequencies like worry and control and emphasizing on things I didn't have. In this way, I was really clear to put my focus on higher vibrational frequencies like gratitude and appreciation, love, forgiveness, non-judgment, and peace. Now, the altar that one creates can be on a table in a corner of a room, on top of a dresser, perhaps on a wide window ledge or a bay window. On altars that I've created in the past, I've lovingly draped them with scarves of colors that resonate with what I most like to work with. If you would like to work with, let's say, light blue is very calming. Sunny yellow is cheery and uplifting. The green color is soothing and very healing. And yet the color that most resonated with me and still does is the color pink. The pink is for unconditional love. And while each person's altar is different, there are certain things that one can do to help to encourage angels and make the atmosphere peaceful, welcoming, and inviting for them. One thing that I've always had on either my altar or in my healing practice are beautiful crystals. Crystals are living things, and as such, they emit beautiful, high frequency energies. And picking out which crystals to put on your altar is a very personal preference. There are some stones that I have found that lend themselves particularly well with angel connection. The soft, delicate pink of rose quartz, unconditional love, the deep indigo blue and gold of lapis lazuli, and the purple of amethyst lift us up. And they open our psychic awareness to connect to higher spiritual realms. Clear quartz is also a great one, as it cleanses the area of any disruptive frequencies, and it lifts and it amplifies whatever intention we are bringing to our altars. I particularly like the delicate, soft sky blue color of celestite, and as the name suggests, this wonderful, wonderful stone lifts our energies to connect with the celestial heavens. I cannot get enough of this beautiful, marvelous stone. So once we have all of our crystals in place, another thing to add to our altar is candles. Candles are wonderful for providing a beautiful glow to the room, and they make for a warm, inviting atmosphere. Candles are also very helpful, especially after a long day of work or family responsibilities, to help us to center ourselves, to focus our attention, and concentrate on the reasons we are there in the first place. Many people think that they're there for angel connection, to ask for things, and this is not our primary reason to connect with the angels. Now, I'm hearing your thoughts saying, well, what other reason? The reason is not for us to ask for things, as we are always abundance, and we are provided by God with everything that we ever will need. Our main reason for connecting to the angels is not to ask for things, is but to listen and be in that moment when we are in true communication with the messages that they wish to give us, not what we ask of them, because they already provide us with everything that we need, although we are free to carry this illusion of thinking that we are in scarcity and lack something. We are always given what we need for our soul's expansion, and we are there to hear their messages through our hearts. When I established my first altar with the express purpose of connecting to the angels, I lit a candle every time I sat down. Now, in addition to its beautiful warmth and the beautiful crystals, we can involve the lifting of our energies through our sense of smell by using essential oils in oil burners or burning incense. You know, I've noticed that the posse of angels have been particularly fond of the scent of roses. I have a room spray of rose that I use in my healing room. And once you've created this sacred spot and have used it for this exact express interest and purpose, there'll be a buildup of lighter, higher energies. and it feels so wonderful to be enveloped by these loving energies. You know, many people who have come to Angel Healing House, the minute they step through those doors, they feel like they are in a cathedral, in a church. They feel like there's like rarefied area, and they do not want to leave my healing room. When you are first establishing your angel connection, you may experience certain physical signs that the angels are with you. One of the first things that I noticed when I established my daily routine connection was that the temperature in the room dropped dramatically, and I felt a cool breeze across my skin. There were no windows open, no air conditioning or fans being on. And one thing I loved to see was the candle began to zigzag back and forth wildly and grow ever larger as the angels came in. I would notice that occasionally the angels moved things around my desk. A pen would fly across a flat surface, or my hanging chimes would twinkle and tinkle and make sound, again with no fans, windows, or air conditioning in the room. And because I established such a strong, solid foundation of a relationship with my angelic family, at my altar and in my healing practice, I then found that I could replicate the same high frequency anywhere at any time. While this practice puts external things like crystals and statues of archangels or Mother Mary, candles, incense, etc., to make us more mindful of raising our energies to be in direct alignment with the angelic realm, it really is vastly important that we focus our attention on raising our energetic frequencies internally by bringing into alignment any negative energies within ourselves that we are holding on to. Because you could have a whole room full of crystals and statues and candles and incense, and you could have saged everything. But if your energies are lower frequency, hanging on to any anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, criticism, judgment, no matter how much you rationalize and no matter how much you justify that you are correct, you're right, in hanging on to any judgment, this lower dimensional frequency will be so disparate to the high dimensional frequencies of the angels that it will cut off or block any of your communication. The first important thing to take note of is that we can only connect with the angels in the present moment, as the past and the future certainly do not exist. Now, a previous caller called into the show that she was fed up with people controlling her and that this made her angry. Well, my angelic family, the posse of angels, and I assured her that nobody, but nobody can make her angry, as this was an emotion that was she was actually choosing to have. Many people choose to put their emphasis on those things: anger, bitterness, regret, resentment, judgment, criticism, defensiveness. They keep themselves imprisoned in the past as they choose to keep replaying a feeling that does not make them happy and does not create joy. They do this. The only reason one would choose to keep rehashing these feelings that made them feel awful is that they are trying to justify why they are right in feeling this way and why another person was wrong. With this emphasis on being right and wrong, one seeks to blame others. They find fault for things occurring and justifying how much of a victim that they are of someone else's behavior. To stop this reactive cycle, it's vastly important to take accountability, to take responsibility for every part of our lives. Every person, place, and thing that has occurred in our lives is not there by happen chance. It's there because we scripted it and wrote these people into our contract of our life in order for us to learn our lessons and to help us grow spiritually. And even though it truly is difficult to fathom, you even choose people's contrasting characteristics, like them being controlling and irritating, in order to push our buttons and irritate us so that we can be challenged to grow. Now, it's important, those lessons that we learn in tolerance, in patience, and in acceptance for somebody who is 180 degrees opposite of ours, and to see the divine in them, because everyone is divine, because we are made reflection in that source of the Creator, to see them as that, then we start to realize that it is we that contracted for them to be in our lives to teach us something. Now, the reason for this is that we learn our best lessons in contrast. And it's the challenge that we really take note of those lessons. You know, I often say, if there were no bumps in the road, you know, we wouldn't be very good drivers, you know, because we wouldn't be challenged. It is through those challenges that we do learn the most out of life, through hardships and adversity, and it creates character and it helps our souls to grow. And we are not here to have an easy life. We are here to be challenged. We are here to for our soul to grow. And it grows exponentially during the good times, but also not in spite of our challenges, but because of them. It's so often that the actions of contrasting people in our lives that we get, again, to learn those things of unconditional love and forgiveness for somebody who is so vastly different from us. Now, as I mentioned, our ability to connect with angels has all to do with allowing our vibrational frequency to be light and high as possible. One of the major things that hampers people's energies from being light and flowing is by not forgiving others. When we take full responsibility for our lives, we realize that those people that we chose not to forgive would not be in our lives if we did not write them into our contracts. Not forgiving others has absolutely no effect on the other person, but it weighs us down and negatively compromises our immune systems. Please, if you're going to forgive somebody, don't say, "I forgive you." Instead, say, "Please forgive me." Because "I forgive you" still apportions some blame on that other person by saying, "Please forgive me." Even though you cannot figure out what you did, it lifts the burden of unforgiveness off of your soul. It takes responsibility for having them in your life. And two of the things we get from forgiveness by "Please forgive me" are untold peace and untold happiness. Now, the third thing that helps immensely to free up our energies to be light and loving is to not judge. Judgment is a form of control that we utilize in order to be right. Because we all have free will, each one of us gets to choose how we walk our journey in life. And because we each have our own set of fingerprints, our choices may not be the choices that someone else wishes to choose. And after all, many who are quick to judge others, but we would not like someone to tell us how we should walk our journeys. And because of the laws of attraction, when we judge others, we invite more judgment into our lives. The next important principle to help our vibrational frequency soar in direct alignment with the angels is to be in constant gratitude and appreciation for exactly what we do have. We each have infinite blessings gifted to us by God, and most of the time, we take them for granted. by putting our emphasis on gratitude, this powerful energy. It lifts our focus to the heavens and it opens us up to receive more. And lastly, but not certainly least, by loving ourselves and others unconditionally, we allow love to flow through us unencumbered by any conditions and circumstances. Now, this free flowing of unconditional love without any conditions of judgment allows us to fully embrace our divine eternal natures. And that is very natural, once we do that, to be connected with God's divine messengers who are all about unconditional love. Because it then simply becomes a case of like attracting like. You know, some of the things that we can do also is we can look at everything in our life, because everything is energy. Look very carefully at what you're eating. Make sure that your foods are don't contain any poisons like chemicals, additives, flavoring, coloring, preservatives. Make sure you're eating clean. Make sure your water is clean and filtered. Make sure that, you know, you can eat as clean as possible with organics. Food holds vibrations, and the cleaner we eat, the more that we become that higher vibration. Be very careful of your thoughts. What thoughts are you thinking? You're not your thoughts, and you can change your thoughts in a heartbeat. What are you feeling? If you're feeling love and positive and optimistic feelings, then your vibrational frequency will rise through the roof. All of these things are really important. So be very conscious of what you're thinking, of your words and your feelings, as you want to bring all of your vibrational frequency physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. All of those bodies you want to bring together in the highest possible frequency in order to connect with those high frequency of the angels. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be taking some of those calls for free angel readings with myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels. If you want a free angel reading, do call in on 1-800-930-2819, and we'll see you after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Before we take your calls for those free angel readings, and by the way, you can call in on 1-800-930-2819 to either discuss the topic on how to connect to angels, or perhaps you can give us some of your advice on how you find best to connect to angels, or you can call in to ask a question of us. But there's just a reminder that we have many cosmic energies swirling all around this month of July. Last week, we had a full solar eclipse on July the 2nd. And that was a sun sign. We have a partial lunar eclipse coming up on July 16th. Now, as I mentioned last week, eclipses always reveal something that is hidden, and they provide the information for us to move forward. Now, the challenge this month is that right smack in the middle of those eclipses is another three-week Mercury retrograde. And I can hear many of you saying, oh my God, not another Mercury retrograde, which gets us to slow down so we could reconsider, review, re-edit, re-evaluate, and re-examine our lives. Now, many people feel that with the slow, often standstill energies that accompany a Mercury retrograde, they often say that getting anything done during a Mercury retrograde is like pushing molasses across a flat surface. And some say that we're not supposed to do anything during a three-week Mercury retrograde, and this could not be further from the truth. It's when we have these challenging aspects of eclipse and retrogrades that we do have to do stuff. It sees us decluttering our lives of those things that may have accumulated, and it sees us reassessing and reevaluating those things that may be past our use-by dates. How about those relationships that are past their use-by dates? Our stuck, perhaps stagnant attitudes and beliefs that we've hung on to. How about jobs that are no longer satisfying? Locations in which we live in that no longer serve us, that make us comfortable and safe. And yes, we may have to redo stuff when a Mercury retrograde is upon us, and there might be miscommunications and delays, and make sure you back up your technology. But that's precisely what the blessing of Mercury retrograde is there for, as it gives us a not so gentle kick up the keister to deal with things that we haven't dealt with before that slowdown happened in that Mercury retrograde. And I know that if you try to avoid the retrograde's energy, that it will actually make it worse than better as these energies are overpowering. But when we work with these energies, we will get the best out of this period. All of these energies are conspiring to build an overwhelming urge within us that feels an insurmountable force of nature, like we need to and are champing at the bit to prove ourselves to the world. And they come right on time in this cosmic soup of energies in July, as they will reveal the opportunities and connections to actually expand our energies, our identity, and help us to realize much more of who we authentically are. Let's go to our callers. We have Claudie. Claudie is in California. Claudie, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
Oh, Candy, thanks so much for the beautiful message. This is Florence's mom. She talked to you last week.
Yes, she did. Claudie, I'm so glad to hear your voice. I remember so...
I miss you here. I mean, you should be... you should be here.
Well, Claudie, I can be everywhere with my radio programs or my Facebook Lives, but I remember fondly. That was a long time ago when we were in Pacific Grove.
That was before you left, yeah.
Yeah, that was 2008.
Oh, my God. Look at this, 2019. My concern is I'm listening to you, and you're a greatest messenger. And I still have the worry about moving, and I'm just Florence wanted me to talk to you, and I think it's a great idea, and I just want to feel, I'm not trying to be depressed, or I'm thinking it's a new change, but I'm still not, you know, in the best mood. I would like to make sure I have a place to live and go, and finances are a problem too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know what? Don't limit yourself, because miracles happen in all kinds of ways. You put your emphasis, Claudie, on saying thank you. Thank you to God and the angels for working this prayer of mine to be in a beautiful place. Visualize yourself living in a beautiful place, surrounded by like-minded, lovely people, a place that doesn't stretch your budget. Maybe this beautiful place is less than you have been paying now. You know, I had a client once who was very wealthy. Then her husband cheated on her with someone else. Anyway, she got divorced, and she ended up in a little rat hole of an apartment. She was very angry and depressed and very sick when she came to see me. And I told her if she didn't bless the beautiful place she was in now and clean it up and decorate it beautifully, you know, by going to, she didn't have much money. I said, go to the dollar store and buy plastic flowers and pick the weeds in the front garden, you know, and take away the rusted furniture. Anyway, after she did this, it was 6 weeks later when the landlord knocked at her door and said and asked and told her that he admired what she did. She put like little angel statues in her front garden of her unit. And he said, my wife and I are moving back east, and we're vacating our apartment. And because of the way that you look after your apartment, and you're so particular, I'd like to see if you would like to manage the complex that we're in. And she mm-hmm. and he said, it comes with our apartment, which was twice the size. It was a double story, twice the size of where she was now. And he said, plus you only have to pay like $500 a month in exchange for managing the other like 8 or 10 units. And this was a gift of God for her, because she changed her energies. She blessed where she was, and she was in gratitude and appreciation. And she thanked God for this new place that she couldn't see how it was going to happen, but it happened in the most extraordinary of ways. So they wanted me to tell you that story, because Florence is right. I'm right. The posse of angels, it's not a right or wrong, but this is going to help your energies open up to receive absolute miracles in your life. Now, you're also at the stage, this wouldn't be coming up if you're not ready to move. And the angels have already prepared a soft landing place for you. Your new place is being made ready for you. Now, if you want that new place to be don't limit yourself on what the money is. Say it's a place that, you know, put your emphasis on it being light and bright and airy. Put your emphasis on it being surrounded by happy, loving, supportive neighbors in a peaceful, safe neighborhood. Put your emphasis on all of those things. What you're doing, Claudie, is you're creating this reality. And we are at this stage now, where we're starting to get an inkling of how multidimensional and powerful our thoughts and our words and our energies are. Don't fall back into the old programming. You're only limited by the amount of money that you have, because money is simply energy. And the more that you can see yourself living in this lovely place that the angels want to give to you, but it doesn't matter what the angels would like to give to you. If we're not open to receive and we fill our energies with lack and scarcity and wanting and not and feelings of not having enough in order to have what we want, then that will completely block the miracles from coming in. Mm. So,
I understand what you're saying.
And you know what? We're all human. I mean, we have an ego. We're all human, and we've been programmed. We've been programmed to think that we don't have enough, that we're not taken care of, that abundance is not our nature, and that we see ourselves only in a line with what the bottom line of our bank account is. That's where we get our identity, when we are so much more than that. That's really, really important. So don't allow yourself to go back into fear and programming. Open yourself up to receive those miracles. I'm just going to pull three cards and see what comes out for our lovely Claudie. Okay, one, two, three. Let's see what we have here. We have the Emperor card, and the Emperor card is the who's the boss card. I always say it's the card of I am the boss, and I know that I am in the driver's seat. I am in the driver's seat of creating my reality. Do I want my reality to be created on fear, on lack, of not being recognized by the universe? The universe always desires what you desire, Claudie. It just does. Mm-hmm. And the more that you can paint a picture, because the angels, they don't have free will. We're the ones that have free will. So the more that you can paint that picture of this beautiful apartment that you're going to be moving into. Now, I have homework for you. Every day for 15 or 20 minutes, I want you to sit quietly, light a candle, and take a few deep breaths, close your eyes, and at the top of your voice, I want you to yell out, "Thank you, God." From your heart, thank you, God and the angels, for this amazing, this extraordinary new place that I see myself living in. Do it as if it's already happened. There's beautiful light, and it's lovely. It's in a lovely area. I'm living surrounded by loving, sweet people. It gives me joy. Visualize. You don't have to know where it is. You don't have to know what state or what city or wherever this is. All you have to do is capture the feeling. Do that for 15 or 20 minutes and visualize. Is it by the ocean? Is it in the mountains? Is it across the seas in another country? You know, you could open yourself so much to receive that you get a job offer in Europe, in Australia,
in the
Orient. You could take your beautiful knowledge of the French language, and you could have a position in France, in Paris. I mean, they want you, and you're laughing now because you don't think that's possible, because you're limiting yourself. You are
I believe what you're saying.
You are a multidimensional, powerful, divine being. You are the Emperor, and they want you to start to believe that. Do that for 15 or 20 minutes, visualizing and imagining yourself wherever you want to be. And then when you get that call coming in for the fulfillment of your prayers, you call me and tell me what happened. Next card is the partnership card. Now, this card usually means that you're partnering with somebody else, but they're saying, no, beloved Claudia, no, my dear Claudia, You are partnering with the divine inside of you.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, this and is beautiful.
And that's your greatest connection. That's why all of our answers are with inside of us, and all we have to go is within and listen. Stop asking for things. They know you better than you know yourself.
Oh, yes.
And that's why they've already created such a beautiful scenario across the veil, and you just have to get your vibrational frequency in match to that divine inside of you to be able to manifest it onto the earth plane. The next card you get is the transformation card, is the death card. And then this will transform your life. They want you to know, too, that during a Mercury retrograde, a lot of people don't say, oh, don't sign contracts or don't do this or don't do that. Certainly don't do anything in the first 10 to 11 days of a Mercury retrograde. But then as it lifts towards the end of it, which will be 16th and 17th onward to about the 28th, you know, we can sign contracts, but it'll be more important for you to read the contract and make sure there are no hidden clauses, make sure everything is spelled out. When we get to the end of July and into August, things will start moving again. And I have these cards called the Sacred Traveler cards. And since you are going to be traveling, and so many of us in the Conscious Collective, we are traveling. We're traveling to our next destination. And it's very exciting. It causes us some anxiety because how long have you lived where you live now?
6 years.
Okay, that's a long time to get established.
But I've been in 20.
I know. To get established in the community and get to know ourselves and our identity by our surroundings. But they want you to know that it's really time for you to move on. Oh, one just fell on the floor. Let me see. View from above. Oh, here we go. It fell on the floor for a great reason. It's called the View from Above. And it's saying, Dear Claudie, get the big picture. And I'll read you what this card says as it flew out of the pack. It says, don't get bogged down in the details. Let go of your worries, stress, and concern. Get the big picture. Imagine that you are seeing your life from above. Only do what is truly important. Make major life decisions based on this strategy. And they're saying it's easy to forget what the overall journey is when the traveler gets caught up in day-to-day survival mode. And it's only when the traveler takes time to look at the big picture of your life that they realize that most of your worries and anxieties are only temporary. Imagine yourself in the future. Like I said, visualize yourself. Ask yourself, where will I be living? What will I be doing? It's important to visualize your future self and bring it into the present moment as if it's happening right now. Focus on those valuable life force energies. Keep your focus directed on the important things in life, like your health, like your peace of mind. Nurture these things. Life, let everything else drop away. And this is a perfect card for you right now. Dear Claudie, let everything drop away. See your life from a higher perspective. You are here for your soul's growth and to be challenged. And this move is going to help you to grow. And on the other side of this move are miracles. So I hope all of that has been really helpful for you.
Oh, you are an amazing lady, and I wish you were still here, but okay.
Well, I help people all over the world through Skype and also FaceTime and through different ways. So I'd love to connect with you again if you would need my services, Claudie.
I will. I will definitely let you know.
I thank you.
Keep the spirit.
All right. Well, yes. God bless you, sweet lady. You look after that beautiful light within inside of yourself, and do take care, and give your lovely Florence a hug from me.
I know. Thank you so much. You are a great lady.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And we have about 5 minutes left. I would like to pull some cards about so many of us that are going to be traveling. The Conscious Collective is at a stage now where many of us have found that what we're doing has been closing down for us because it no longer serves us from where we are. And while that might, be giving some of us worry or fear or anxiety, on the other side of this are miracles. And if we could just open up to that larger view, that view that in Claudie's card that she received was seeing our life from a higher perspective. Get the big picture and let go of all of the other concerns and worries that are really illusions in our lives. So let me tune in, knock, 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 clear the cards and see what messages we can glean from this next big adventure of ours. Okay, let me cut the cards. Okay, there's a clean cut there, and see what comes up for us. Okay, the first card is support is all around us. It's the fellow traveler card, and this card shows a beautiful peacock, shows a man in a turban looking towards the rainbow, and it looks like they're about to start off on a new journey. Okay, and all we have to do is step on the path and know that if we are led to it, then we can do it. And along the way, a fellow traveler, we will be supported. Let's go to the message in this lovely, lovely deck of cards and see what comes out. This says, fellow travelers are guiding and supporting you, and they love you deeply and profoundly. Be still and open your heart. They will come to you in soft breezes and rainbows and feathers that magically appear. Somehow, and sometimes they will come in the form of a stranger with a message. These signs let you know that you're going in the right direction and that all is unfolding exactly as it should. Messages from God and the angels come with immense blessings and support. Be open to receive those messages and love from others. You are healing. You are a healing, loving force for others. So that's the first card. We are about to embark, many of us in the Conscious Collective, on a new path, and we will be met by those people who will support and recognize us. Remember that. The next card that's coming out for us is the Wandering Path. Enjoy the journey. Oh my gosh, I love this. Okay, so let's go to Wandering Path and see what that one entails. Okay, this one says, when you're traveling, you are always in the present moment. A mystic traveler has no specific goals for the future and not focused upon a destination. Everything is fresh. Everything is exciting. As at times, it seems too difficult to accept everything that occurs on your road of life, especially if the road seems to twist and turn. It's an act of courage and faith to accept what is without judgment. Trust that there's a plan of life for you, and you've co-created this new wandering path with the angels. So all you need to do, allow for your own wandering path, is the key to a grace, to a life of grace and peace. And the last card is, you are a wise leader. You are a beacon for others. And the reason that this card came up is, on the journey, it's easy to tell who are the leaders. They have inner grace and they have strength. Others travel on the pathways that the leaders have created. Don't live to please and appease others. Don't limit and restrict yourself. This is not what a leader does. Live without regrets. If you are taken to the beginning of your own new path, step boldly on it, knowing that God and the angels are going to be with you, holding your hand and holding your heart at every single twist and turn along the wandering path. And the reason you've been brought to this path is because you are now a wise leader. You have learned so much and stepped in to your authenticity and beaming your light of your divine eternal nature. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Do remember, Angel Healing House airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. You can go to my website to have a look at my books, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, wonderful book about my most important five past lives and what the heck I did in the afterlife. They were the most important as I grew the most spiritually. The sequel to this book is I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, who I am, Angel Ariel inside of this body after Claire Candy walked out through the walk-in experience on January 11th of 2003. And least but not last is Angels of Faith, which is about my two near-death experiences in this beautiful book. Remember, everyone, to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. I'm sending you love and angel blessings, and have an absolutely glorious week. Take time to nurture and reset during this Mercury retrograde, because amazing things are coming up as we go more into the summer months here and the winter months in the Northern Hemisphere. Take care, everyone. Love and angel blessings. I'll speak to you next week. Bye-bye.